It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You've been talking about unintentional invitations to burglars. Do commercial places unintentionally invite burglars into their place of business?
Well, they can with some of those same kinds of issues. If there's poor lighting at night, the cheapest, most cost-effective crime prevention program that we have in any community is a lot of light. Now we don't have the excuse that, my electric bill is going to be real expensive. If I leave those exterior and or interior lights on in a business, because we've seen such a conversion to LED lighting, those are pretty doggone cheap, and that is our best deterrent. Holdup prevention is always a good thing for us to talk about. Last year we had 11, which is down a little bit from our high in 2016 of 14 armed robberies in the community. Typically, those have involved convenience stores, not any of our major financial institutions, but some of our quick loan locations in town as well. So in each of those areas, it is really important to do a couple of real basic things. Number one, you want to make sure that if you're a business, you don't block your windows, because we have those police officers and all of those other folks in town who are part of that crime prevention team here in Parsons who might actually see something suspicious or a crime in progress. And if they can't see inside the business because there's all kinds of sale signs and stock that is up around the entrances and the windows, you're given, unfortunately, kind of another invitation to a robber to come right on in and do their nefarious deeds. Keep the windows free of obstructions. At the door entrances of retail businesses, we encourage folks to mark heights. Now, businesses can get tape measure and just put a piece of tape at like a 4, 5, and 6 foot range, or there's actual kits that people can order from other retail establishments that have really nice colorings for height markers. Those height markers are a form of prevention and deterrence. Bad guys, they see what's going on in the business. They notice any kind of prevention steps that you've taken, which might be height indicators. It might also be good quality closed circuit TV system. We love to give video in this day and age, and that's incredibly valuable to us in tracking down bad guys. Keeping small amounts of cash and making deposits on a regular basis. Don't get into a habit of opening and closing, going to lunch at the exact same time. You know, change up your routine a little bit so that bad guys don't know exactly when staff is coming, going, leaving, and starting the day.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.